Charlie Coles, push bikes, that went right back. And you had Alfred Chattel. He sold battery radios. He was the first one in Dunstall to sell televisions. Opposite the Winston Churchill, there's a fantastic big building there, which was Harry Rickson's showroom for his antiques. Now, along the side, you can see a mark going right down like that still, where the roof of the air raid shelter was. And then you'd go down these steps, and all underground there, under all the shops, they knocked all the shop, made doorways, so that was the air raid shelter. And the other air raid shelter was in Church Walk itself, not far from Harry Rickson's. There's Index Publishing and Printing Works. They had a rather large tunnels and things under their place, and that's where we used to go as well. Well, you know where Woolworths used to be. Carry on walking up there. On the left-hand side, you've got the White Swan. Bob Bennett and his two sons joined the war now, and they were black marketeers. And of course, Bob Bennett happened to be a very, very good friend of my father's, and we didn't go short of meat. I don't know where he got it from, but we had it. Now, down the main street on the right-hand side, Lombardo, he had a house, but dead opposite, he had his shop, and his best fruit as there was. Well, for years, I used to know the old boy, because he was a prisoner of war at the prisoner of war camp at the gliding club, and all that. They were allowed to walk about the town. They had a uniform on with a big diamond on the back and POW on it, and they said talk to each other if they wanted to. They go to the cinema, but I think they had to be back by 9:30. Well, I knew quite a few of those. I mean, there was one bloke married for a friend of mine, and they stayed. Italians stayed, Germans didn't stay. One or two did, but there was more Italians staying than anything else.